Baking authority Dory Greenspan has co-authored baking books with the likes of Julia Child and Francis Pierre Hermes. But my favorite is Dory's very own, her book, Baking From My Home to Yours. Dory, welcome.
Good to be with you.
Hey, Dory, I'd like to talk to you about measuring cups and spoons. What for you are the absolute necessities, and what do you have to know about them?
Well, you have to know that there are measuring cups and spoons for dry measuring, for measuring dry ingredients mm-hmm. like flour and sugar, and there are measuring cups for liquid ingredients, and they're not the same.
And they're not interchangeable, right?
No, they're not interchangeable. For dry measures, you need cups and spoons, and there are great heavy plastic ones. And they come on rings. I never keep any of these things on rings. I always separate them, and I always buy two sets because when you're in the middle of working, there's often a time when you need to measure half a cup of something twice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always good to have a double set. And you want to use the dry measure cups because you want to fill the cup to overflowing, and then you want to be able to take the back of a knife and just level it, sweep it level. And the same with measuring spoons. You want to be able to fill them so that they're rounded and then to just sweep something across the top and level it.
Now, another question, though, about this. We're measuring flour, for instance. Now, I know from disastrous experience that you can get into one cup of flour anything from 3 ounces to 6 ounces of flour, depending on how you actually measure
exactly.
it. So what
That's
are
right.
the different ways that you measure with those dry measuring cups?
There are two schools of dry measuring. School one is the spoon and sweep method. And that's where you use a spoon to take out the flour and put it into the measuring cup. You lightly spoon it into the measuring cup until it's overflowing, and then you sweep
mm-hmm.
it. And then there's the scoop and sweep school. Say that three times. And that was Julia's school, and that's the school that I belong to. So I have a big bin of flour, and I aerate it. I stir it around with a knife or a whisk before I start measuring. Mm-hmm. And then I scoop my measuring cup into the flour bin and get it until it's overflowing, and then sweep it. And there is a difference between – it's not the difference between 3 ounces and 6 ounces, but it can be about a quarter of an ounce difference between spoon and sweep and scoop and sweep. And I always advise people to – if they're following a recipe in a cookbook – to read the cookbook, because the author will normally tell you how he or she measured the
yeah.
flour as when he or she was testing.
Now, let's talk liquid measures, the clear glass ones.
Liquid measures, it's like an exercise. Measuring liquid is an exercise in deep knee bending, because you should pour the liquid. You need to have a see-through measuring cup, and I like to use glass. And you pour in the liquid, and then don't lift the measuring cup up to eye level, but do that deep knee bend. Bend down so that you're at eye level with the measurement and see that you're on line, that you've got the one cup that you want. And OXO, actually, and a few other manufacturers, but I think OXO was the first, has done a very ingenious liquid measuring cup where instead of you're bending down, you can look down because there's an angled measure within the measuring cup so that you're pouring in and you can see the measure right there. But really, don't measure your liquids in your dry measures. You're not going to get an accurate measure.
And when you're baking, this is terribly important.
It's real important.
Dory, thank you.
Great to be with you.
Dory Greenspan is author of Baking From My Home to Yours. Now, you can get her recipe for a pie of sweet squash and pears that she calls Depths of Fall Butternut Squash Pie on the website, splendidtable.org.